I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Freedom of speech. Enshrined in the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, can it withstand the pressure from both sides who claim they've been canceled by government officials or members of a political party or movement? Is it possible that a comedian, Jimmy Kimmel, could be the spark that touches the core of free speech and makes us have a discussion about what to do to protect our rights? Kimmel returned to the air with a motion of tragedy for the family of Charlie Kirk, as well as a defiant message about President Donald Trump trying to silence people who may criticize him. Kimmel says he was not trying to point a finger at MAGA.
Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make, but I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear, or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way.
And said he was very touched by Kirk's widow, Erica.
In a very beautiful moment, I don't know if you saw this, on Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow. If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
He then turned to the issue of free speech.
I've had the opportunity to meet and spend time with comedians and talk show hosts from countries like Russia, countries in the Middle East, who tell me they would get thrown in prison for making fun of those in power, and worse than being thrown in prison. They know how lucky we are here. Our freedom to speak is what they admire most about this country. And that's something I'm embarrassed to say I took for granted until they pulled my friend Steven off the air and tried to coerce the affiliates who run our show in the cities that you live in to take my show off the air. That's not legal. That's not American.
And says he got a message of support from every end of the political spectrum.
A government threat to silence a comedian the president doesn't like is anti-American. That's anti-American. And I am so glad we have some solidarity on that from the right and the left and from those in the middle like Joe Rogan. We do agree on a lot of things. We agree on keeping our children safe from guns, from reproductive rights for women. Security, affordable health care, pediatric cancer research. These are all things that most Americans support. Let's stop letting these politicians tell us what they want and tell them what we want.
So a call to action from Kimmel, and even a warning from a foe of his, Senator Ted Cruz, who dares to stand up to the administration on this one.
Well, you
we
can,
don't
can't
like
say
what you, the media, have said. We're going to ban you from the airwaves if you don't say what we like. That will end up bad for conservatives.
And everybody. Trump says when a network's coverage is 97% negative against him, banning them is not unconstitutional. Who knows where he got that interpretation, and if that is the case, why has he not gone after the networks to continue to pound on Joe Biden and call liberals communist? Is it only one side who needs to be censored? Why not ban them too? Oh, wait. Is that what the president might want so that he delivers the news he wants to deliver and only him? He doesn't even like the platforms that try to deliver both sides of a story, the traditional media. Now, I try to look for both sides of every argument, but I'm having a very hard time here. The Trump administration is looking more and more like a strongman-type autocratic state that eventually takes control of media and the news flow. FCC Chair Brendan Carr once called government pressure on media a, quote, chilling transgression of free speech. Now he's doing just that. When Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office, he promised unequivocally that he would protect free speech and ensure that no Americans, including his critics, would be punished for voicing their opinions. What is he doing now? It sure seems like President Trump believes in free speech, except when it makes him look like a joke. Seems the question is, what can and what do we do about it? Email me if you want at ed@edbaxternews.com.